Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Love, and Wellness.
Welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I am Sandy Rogers. I get to be your hostess. Look, this Tuesday is unlike any other Tuesday. I am so hyped. I am so ready to get this show started. So you guys will find out just momentarily why I'm so geeked up and why, man, making history. That's all I can say right now. So I'm going to slow my roll just a tad bit right there. We thank you for being here with us tonight and for choosing to be a part of this show experience. So the first thing that we do as we prepare to receive our special guest for tonight is that we make sure that we give thanks to the ancestors, not just on Tuesday nights, but all throughout our life and in our time frames, but especially on Tuesdays as we talk about issues that we don't normally talk about in the open. And we know that our ancestors got us on this particular project, if none other. So ancestors, we thank you. 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 Because we know you got us. We know you got our back, our fronts, our tops, and our bottoms. And as we move forward in this truth and in this strength, we know that it's you that's directing us. So for that, we say, Ashe, 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 oh. Look, you guys, tonight, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. What we're doing tonight, our show is called Reiki Vibration is Making History in Atlanta. So I've got two of my aces with me, Linda LaBoy and Deborah Rouser, and we're going to talk to you about this project that we're doing. But first, just let me kind of break down a couple of things. Audience, you are invited to join in the discussion. And we hope to be able to entertain all the comments that you guys have. I'm sure that once we get started telling you what we're doing, you're going to want to call in. The number here is 516-531-9819. And you would just press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And so that to make sure, because the microphones on the show are extremely sensitive when I open up your line, and if you're actually being quiet for a moment, if you would just mute your phone, that will give us the best quality, because a lot of people, most of our listeners, go back and listen to the show over and over again. And for your information, if you ever want to go back and listen to our shows, if you can find us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRogers. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick music break, and then we get back because there is so much that's going on. There is so much that we're sharing with you tonight. Like, man, look, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Anyway, look, we're going to take a quick music break. We'll be right back. That's the way I'm feeling. We're a winner, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Look, this thing is so big. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We are making history right here in Atlanta, Reiki Vibrations. And we've made history in the past. Back in 2014, we did our first annual conference for healing practitioners called Open and See Me. And then we followed that up in 2018 with a wellness webinar that went around the world. And now we are a part of this major, major, major endeavor. And so first of all, I would like to give thanks to the ancestors for giving us the courage, the vision, and the fortitude to even step out in such a venture as this one. We're a part of history and her story right here in Atlanta. I would like to give a huge shout out to Yusef Adli, who had the tremendous vision to undertake this right in the heart of community right here in Atlanta. And next, I would like to thank Yolanda Owens, who is the creator of Ewe Fresh Farm Oasis. And so this endeavor that we're embarking upon is situated right in the Lakewood area of the community. And the name of the building is the Adli Community Center. You guys, this is big. This is monstrous big. And we already a winner, and we know it. So I'm going to bring on my two partners. I got Linda LaVoid and Deborah Rouser. Welcome to the show, gang.
Howdy, howdy.
Good evening, Sandy.
Yeah, girl, I'm jazzed up.
All right.
Yeah, let's tell the people. So,
well, it's truly a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us. And, yes, thank you for our ancestors. So solid. Giving thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And so check it out, you guys. We're going to be in this building with some amazing, amazing people. Just, I mean, the talents of the individuals that are involved in this is just beyond major. And so between the three of us, we got what? We got traditional Chinese reflexology. We got diabetes, education, prevention. We got detoxing. We've got Reiki. We've got bars, access consciousness, Qigong, just everything that we bring with our special touch. Because, you know, there's one way to do it, and then there's our way to do it. And we got our spin on that. So I'm going to try and just keep calm a little bit, La and Debo. So,
Sandy, let's give everybody a little background to the building that you mentioned Brother Ali
Please.
Has provided for the community.
Okay.
So you had on your show a couple of weeks ago Yolanda Owens?
Correct.
Okay. So Yolanda Owens shared with the world that she has been the owner of a day spa, E-Refresh Day Spa, for the last 11 years, and in the spot she's in Atlanta for 7. And God directed her that it was time for her to move forward and to open another space. And Brother Ali's space is the space that she was drawn to right here on the south side of Atlanta. And she was able to help him see the vision in this physical building, this beautiful building that has 3 floors that are 6,000 square feet each. And to see the vision of it being totally about wellness for the community that it physically is sitting in. So it's not going to happen, it's happening. And yes, we are truly, truly honored, Reiki Vibrations team. And this team is so beyond the three of us with as practitioners, but it's also about the classes and the workshops that are going to come through as well. That's where the vibration, that's where the vibratory energy comes. The wings are spreading and not limited to any one aspect, but the whole of wholeness. Deborah?
Well, you know, I'm just very glad to be a part of this endeavor, and I'll be real honest with you. I'm sort of picayune, and to come together with these two sisters and bring forth the energies that we work with has just been truly amazing. And even though it's been a lot of work, it's been easy. And that's one of the things that we want to keep in mind, not only for our endeavor, but even for the endeavor of Yolanda and the endeavor of Brother Ali. It's been easy. And when we keep in mind that all you have to do is just do the work and bring forth your talents and respect what everybody else brings, and then it flows. And that's been a marvelous, marvelous thing. I tell you, when I first went over to the location, which is at the end of 166, Lakewood Freeway, it really brought back some memories for me, because as I got off at the 166 and made that left turn, passed by the stadium there, that brought back some wonderful memories of going there and being out there with my son and the football teams from the high school, and going through the community. And when I came to the place where Ali at Lakewood is, I was truly, truly, truly amazed. And the wonderful piece about his brother and his family, he came up with a 300-year plan for his family in terms of what everybody could do and bring to the table. And that in and of itself, when I first heard that, it just really moved my spirit in a real special kind of way, because this is a year for us to do some marvelous things. And all we got to do is ask, do it, and be obedient. So I'm just really pleased to be a part of this endeavor. And Yolanda, of course, is truly amazing. The three Yolandas
yes.
that when the Eagle Express. I'm like, how did they triplicate themselves? But they bring some marvelous things to the table and have been very professional and have followed through. And that's what we need, and that's how we need to show what it is that we do and we be. So I'm excited. I'm about like you, Sandy, real excited.
I know, right? I'm trying to hold it down, but I'm going to let you guys kind of carry it. I'm not doing too good of a job.
No, you're doing fine.
You
know
what
I'm saying?
We're
keeping, yeah, I know, right? Right? Because this is just truly, truly, it's such a blessing to be a part of this and to be included in this vision. And what you say, a 300-year plan? Man, that's the way we need to go in, right?
That's
the way
we
should be looking at. Yeah. We need to be going in with everything that we do, not with a 3-year plan or a 5 to 10 year plan, like a lot of people will tell you. No, 300 years, man, that's a steady plan, a sturdy plan right there.
Well, see, that sets up a legacy.
Yes.
You
yeah.
know, and I the important
that's
pieces that we have to do for our folks, our children, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren. This brother that was doing some work at the house, at my house, he told me, he said, you know, Deborah, he said, you know, the reason why we work, and I think he's about 80, he said, the reason why we work is we work for our children.
Mm-hmm.
To make a better way for our children. And, you know, things are shifting so now that our children are not going to be able to go and find jobs from other people. But we need to begin to set up things for our children and our grandchildren,
yes.
and our nieces and nephews. So I'm just really, truly excited about all of this. And, you know, even when we think about the actual physical facility, the fact that this brother is having, not having, but is coming on down the pipe with an event center.
Yes.
That's huge, y'all.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. It's just so beautiful.
In our own south side of town.
Yes.
So we'd like to give you some background to this title of Reiki Vibrations. And Reiki Vibrations is another one of those seeds that were planted by the Most High many, many years ago, over 15 years ago, when I began to do this energy work. And my background is health education and outreach. So with my jobs in the past, coming as a health educator, I've always been the one who's been invited to go out into the community and be at events, health and wellness events. They were mostly allopathic. It didn't matter. So when Spirit said it's time to step up doing this energy work and inviting people to remember that each one of us came out the womb, born with this self-healing gifts, and to remind us that we connect with the Most High, with our Creator, personally, and say, God, come on, let's do this. Let's heal. Let's shift this energy to wellness. I invited my colleagues, the students that came through Reiki by Law, for us to do outreach. We were at health fairs in the community. Mm-hmm. We're at events where everyone had stethoscopes, checking for diabetes, checking blood pressure. But what we were offering is you to just sit in this chair, take a couple of breaths, get permission from them to just touch them on the shoulder, and let them know we were there, and then offer them this gentle energy work. Here we are with people sitting in a circle in chairs. And 9 times out of 10, once the practitioner left the person walked away from them, the person was still sitting in the chair, their eyes closed. The relaxation, the stress relief, they just had an experience that God really came through those hands as the vessels that we are and worked the magic as usual. And the dream was that everybody else in the room was getting paid from agencies to be there. We were volunteering. We had volunteered at the AAOI, the African American HIV Conference, the last over 15 years, every year. We had practitioners as young as 13 years old participate in offering this energy work to the public, to the community, to elders, to youth, and it has absolutely been phenomenal. So here we are, each of us having our own practices, working out of different offices, my home office, and having this opportunity to step it up and step it out, to come into this new environment where everyone in this physical building is offering some level of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
The spa itself, the Oasis, this facility is going to be open 24 hours a day, offering you, once you come in and pay your fee, the sauna, the steam room, the salt room, the meditation, the relaxation for 24 hours. And then additional, you have a variety of practitioners that will offer you services from 5 a.m. in the morning. What's it, 8 a.m.? 8 a.m.?
No, 5.
It is 5. I, you know, but I, you know, it shook me up to see the 5. It was 5 a.m. So.
It's 5.
I, you know, I got a little twisted there, but it is 5 a.m. to 12 midnight. And these services are being offered for you. If you came in from the airport, you just flew in, and instead of you riding out to Buckhead or to Gwinnett County, right here, 12 minutes from the airport, you can stop and cool out and be in a safe environment, plenty parking, green plants all over the place, a wonderful ambiance, people smiling at you, serenity. Oh, and then on the next floor, our own Tassili is having her vegetarian, vegan, raw restaurant 24 hours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the next floor, there will be two brothers that are chiropractic, doctors of chiropractic medicine. And then we have a sister, Gina, on the other side of that same floor, who will have practitioners licensed with behavior health and wellness counseling. Oop, and I also learned that on the lower level, there's a sister that will be there with international teas, coffees, wines from around the world, and pastries. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So some of everything that you might want and need. Wonderful security available, state-of-the-art social media. Just, we have it here on the south side. There's a grand opening on the 22nd of March. But leading up to that grand opening, the EWE, and by the way, I guess you're wondering, what does EWE mean, which is spelled I-W-I? It means it is what it is. Hello. Go ahead, Yolanda Owens. It is what it is. So there's an open house coming up on Friday, February 7th. The location is 1800 Jonesboro Road. It's right where Jonesboro and Lakewood merge. There are three shifts for the open house. The morning tour begins at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The afternoon tour will be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The evening tour is from 6 to 8. There's music, there's food, there's laughter, there's high energy. Mm. And then Saturday, come out and support the new location. The theme for this facility is creating wellness in the community 365.
Love it.
Should I say that again?
I love it. Yes, please.
Creating wellness in the community 365. Mm-hmm. Every day, all day.
Yes, yes.
So come out to the open house. The practitioners will be there exhibiting information regarding what they'll be offering. And then for you, the community, being able to just come and walk through and see what's being offered, what's in preparation towards the opening in March of this new venue. Sandy?
Thank you. So seeing is one thing, but you'll get a feel. There's a feeling on this property. Like, as soon as you drive in onto the property in the parking lot, you feel it before you even get out of your vehicle. And it's just tremendous. It truly, truly is. And I just want to add one thing on that address, 1800 Jonesboro Road. Make sure you put southeast. You know how Atlanta is, you guys. You got to put southeast behind it so it'll take you to the right place. My first time going over there, it had me going way out somewhere. So I'm speaking from experience on that one. But, yeah, you know, like being a part of this history-making, or maybe it's a return and not so much, you know, like we're doing something really, really brand new, because Atlanta was thriving with black businesses and such royalty within the community back in the day before things started changing and turning around. So maybe what we're doing is just returning to that spot. But regardless, if it's brand new, if we're returning to that space, it is just absolutely incredible to be a part of this this movement that's going on. And to think that we're taking care of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, American medicine is not really about wellness or getting you better. It's about managing, where the doctors practice on you. But this center, the people that will be working in this loving building, is about your wellness. That just has a whole different feel to it. You know, it's not about, okay, I'm going to go, they're going to give me some pills or they're going to give me a shot. No, it's about overall feeling good. We got the energies of the ancestors in there with us. We've got powerful, uplifting people that is concerned and very dedicated to your overall well-being. Why wouldn't you want to be in a spot like that? Man, just look, this thing right here is off the charts. It's off the charts. But we've got Deborah, I'm sorry, you guys, you know, I got nicknames for for my two partners
can
here.
You can call me Debo. That's fine. A lot of people know me as that. Go ahead, Sandy.
No, I was just going to ask if you have something else. We've got a couple of callers waiting in sync for us. Uh huh.
Well, the thing that I'm real excited about too is that, and I love the terminology that has sprung forth with calling us ambassadors. And I think one of the things that's going to be very, very important for those of us who have been doing this work for a while, and I would hate to say how long I've been doing what it is that I do, but it's real important now for us to show up and for us to share what it is we know and to bring forth those who are willing to do the work so that we can pass the torch on. Because a lot of our knowledge is gotten lost.
Yes.
And we've got
yes.
to be able to pass the torch on to energy work. And I'm not talking about energy work that you go and you look at a YouTube. See, it's more than just that. Because a lot of folks get out here and go on YouTube and now they say, well, you know, I'm a Reiki master or I know reflexology. But it's not even about that.
You've got to really be engaged and feel the energy of the ancestors and know that you are master in what it is that you do, but be humble in the work that you do as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you for that. So let me give a little information on our part of our qualifications, because we'll be on here all night trying to do that. So starting with Reverend Linda LaBoyd, she has her BS and an ARMT. She's the founder of Reiki by La and Reiki Vibrations LLC. She has her advanced Reiki Master Teacher Practitioner certifications. She is a doula. She is certified to do the doTERRA aroma touch. She's skilled in gerontology as a specialist, and she's a health educator, as she told us earlier. And there's a long list of other things that Sister LaBoyd does in the world and in the community, especially with our elders. So I just wanted to tag that in there, too. And Deborah Rouser has her MN, BSN, and RN. So she is quite qualified. And she's the founder of So In Love With My Health, LLC. She's a lifestyle coach, diabetes prevention and education specialist, nutritional consulting and detoxification, and also the traditional Chinese medicine reflexology. Then as for me, Sandy Rogers, I'm the visionary behind Sandy Rogers Authentic Ascension and the creator of the Life, Love, and Wellness Global, a worldwide wellness movement. So I'm a certified Reiki Master Teacher Practitioner. I'm an author, a master gardener, certified whole food, plant-based, and raw food educator, and a film producer. So I just wanted, because we were just kind of out there, and I know you guys felt what we had to say. I just wanted to make sure that I shared our qualifications for those of you that may not know us. And we've been serving the community since 2000. We serve faith-based youth, men, women, HIV, and the elders. And that's what La was talking about, is if we're called, we're there. You know, it's a moment notice, and we're going to be there and be there proudly. And we're thankful. We're thankful to be of service and to get these opportunities to share. So anything else, La or Debo, before we answer or open up the lines for our callers?
Sandy, well, I want to thank all the practitioners that have showed up and showed out when we've gone to these events over all these years. I want to thank them for allowing us to invite them. You put the time in, you paid the money, you've taken the hours of learning this tool called Reiki. It's just a tool. Or any other one, many modalities of energy work that you've gone and gotten training in. But as Deborah said, unless you put it into practice and you do it and you practice it on you, number one, and then assisting others, you can't begin to feel what it feels like to be the master. You can't master it if you don't work it. So the work has to be done, and it's easy to do it, especially do it on yourself. This energy work is really preventive medicine.
Yes.
It's better than a vitamin.
Yes.
It goes along with that fresh green food that helps build yourself and your body. This is you and God working on you. So imagine when you feel that strength, how you know you're a vessel, the Most High coming through. We can't heal anybody but ourselves. But we have stepped up to be vessels of the Most High's healing light to come through us and assist others. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, y'all want a piece of La. Let La put her hands on you. Yes, yes. Thank you, sister.
So, our first caller.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead,
the only thing that I wanted to just sort of bring forth is that we've got to get past even thinking that those health challenges that we have are dooming us.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is we're accepting it. When a doctor says to you, well, you got chronic lung conditions. Well, yeah, that might be true. But we can always, as one of the elders says, it's going over to the other side, Juju, you can always reverse the polarity of anything as long as you put the work in it. And
that's
true. That we've got to really, really get all of us to overstand and have an all standing of that. Anything can be reversed because our cells have an intelligence. It's just doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, thank you. Thank you. And that's the message, you guys. We can do it. We're powerful like that. So our first caller is area code 646-721. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the discussion, please? Six four six seven two one. You may have to take your phone off of mute. No? Okay. We're going to keep right along. They come on. That'll be fine. 817-657. You want to give us your name and your contribution, please?
Yes. This is William Saphir.
Hey, William Saphir.
Hey.
That's my brother, everybody.
I am so honored and thrilled, you know, for you three to step up, you know, and like mothers should, you know, you have that mother nature, you know, that birthing ability, the strength of the womb to bring life to the community. And I don't know, I just kind of feel that, in a position to just honor you and to welcome you on behalf of the community in this vital role. It's, Sandy, you mentioned it's a return. It's not only a return back to maybe Atlanta at its height, but we're talking a return to the garden, you know, a return to what you call the Garden of Eden, or that first healing environment that the Creator created for us and placed us in the beginning, you know, as human beings. You know, that's the return that we're in, and you three are just stepping out in faith and in that energy to just represent our ability to heal ourselves, and that's awesome, you know. And you know, the Creator has placed you there. The ancestors are cheering you on, and this is indeed wow. I mean, it's beyond words for me, you know. But I just want to be a part of your support, you know. You're one of your cheerleaders moving into this
Thank
process.
You.
Yeah, and on behalf of the community, you know, this is one of those powerful things. The most powerful thing is an idea whose time has come. And it is time. I congratulate my brother Yusuf Ali for stepping out and making himself available, and Deborah Debo, that 300-year concept of us claiming the present and the future at the same time, you know, by us actually having a plan in place that we demonstrate this faith and this trust, you know, that we are part of this. I'm going to close with this. I forwarded Sandy this short video clip of a co-creation that I was dealing with today, where I took some of this natural creation here in Atlanta, the leaves that fell off the trees, I placed it in a pile, and I just nurtured it, and it became dirt, you know, alive, living organisms and a pile of dirt, soil, ready to produce life again. And I see that's what you all are doing. You all are part of an environment that will bring life back to our community,
mm.
you know,
yeah.
And I applaud you for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, you know, I'd like to say I'm really thankful for some of our folks who have been in the field of health and have been doing things for a long, long time. I remember when I first moved to Atlanta, and this had been back in the 70s, and you ran into people like Brother Wan Zhu, who had the health food store. You ran into Dr. Oba. You ran into Stephen Tate. You ran into some of the old heads who are doing the work and have been doing this work, not because they really want to get the funds from it, even though funds are needed, but because there was a love for the work. And being on point with what their purpose is, that's been real crucial. So I want to give thanks to those brothers and sisters who are still around, people like Queen of Four, Dorothy Dimple, just some of the old heads who have taught me, Bernard Jensen, who was a master in iridology and colon health. These people knew some things that were very, very important, and they stuck with the laws of health. See, we float away from that. Even new things have come up, but some of the basic principles are important. We have to understand that we can heal ourselves and we can restore ourselves if we do things that are part of the principles of health.
Mm, yeah.
And knowing that really makes a difference. And it keeps us from saying, well, okay, let me just take this pill and it's going to make everything all right. No, it ain't going to make everything all right. We've got to do the work.
Yeah.
Thank you
and
for
you
that, Debo. Because by no means do we not want to acknowledge those that pioneered the way, that are still on the path, that have aided in our growth and education in this field. And, we honor all of you. Even if your name was not just given, we honor you. We honor the work that's being done. And for carrying the torch, I mean, that's what I feel like the torch has been passed. And so we're in that spot, and we'll be passing the torch as well. You know, this is truly a community. It's a community event where we all come together in this endeavor. It's like it's something bigger than an endeavor. I don't know what that word would be that would encompass what we're doing, but it's about community wellness. And as Yolanda stated, you know, creating wellness in the community 365. So that's like without end, forever and ever. So I just wanted to add that in there. So we got one more caller here, 503-453. You want to give us your name and your contribution, please?
My name is Star Waters, and I am
Star Waters.
Hey, sister. Hey, William. I am vibrating from the tip or the top of my head all the way down to the tip of my toes. This vision, this mild explosion just has my heart just singing, because what I am envisioning in my mind is like a back to the future where the Egyptians all were, you know, in these in these spaces that were all energized with vibration, and that you knew what you knew, that you knew, and you didn't know how you knew it, that just by being in the space, by having the practitioners and the cosmic healers put their strong vibratory hands on you, you knew that you knew that you knew that you was going to be well even before your feet hit the ground to walk out the building. Mm-hmm. And I am so proud of each of you. And this just feels good because I have spent I don't know how many hours riding out to Gwinnett County, you know, in the sanctuary out there. I won't call the name of the place, but this is in our neighborhood. The people look like us. The healing is from our history. And I say, knock it out the ballpark, sisters. Get it. Get it and run with it. And thank you for not hiding it and holding it so close, but holding out your hands to share it with your community. Thank you.
Thank you. It's such a labor of love, you know, and it's not a labor, you know, it's like birthing. It's such a birthing of love. That's why I'm so excited, and I won't even attempt to speak for Debo and La, but, you know, it's like expecting a child, you know, this creation that, you know, that's come together so that, you know, the like Yusef Ali and Yolanda Owens and, you know, their thoughts and their visions have come together to bring this child into being. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. And the energy, I'm serious. You walk on the property, you drive on the property, and you can feel it. You know, you can feel it because it's so pure. It's just absolutely pure.
This is that new world order. You know, it's time for life. It's time for living. I attended a repast for a funeral just last week over in Joyland. And, you know, I was just looking at my people and how we have gotten so used to being drawn to death, you know, and getting balled down in death, you know, as something that's an end to things, and being so sorrowful about a person transitioning. You know, it's time for life, and to understand even this thing that we call illness, this thing that we call death, that it's a part of life. You know, don't see it as an end to something. It continues. I like the idea of 365 because it continues. It has no beginning, no ending. You know, and so this is a life movement. You know, and the energy that you're feeling when you step on the property is life. You know, and more than anything else, you know, the thing that heals us is this life energy that's in it. Whether it's called chi, whatever you call it, that's the healing force that's inside of us. You know, and what we're doing is just tapping into that, nurturing that, honoring it, recognizing it, and bringing it to the fore to do what it was designed to do. And that's to stay in this state of this universal movement, this force that we call life. So that's the time we're in. It's the time for life, and I'm loving it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, audience, you can chime in with us at 516-531-9819. You hit 1 on your dial, it'll let us know you want to speak live with us on air.
I tell you, this thing right here, man, it's
bigger than life. Like, you know, like we've all been saying, it is truly a return to the Garden of Eden. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got another caller here, 928-978. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the conversation, please?
Hi, Sandy. It's Madeline.
Hey, Madeline.
I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
Love you.
Love you, Star. I feel so blessed to know you and to witness what is occurring here in Atlanta. I'm not in Atlanta, and I sure wish I were.
Your spirit is here with us.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel that as well.
Wow. So Madeline is actually in Arizona, and she is a regular supporter of Life, Love, and Wellness, and I'm just thankful that her energy travels and supports this radio show. So much, much appreciation to you, Madeline.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you. Yeah. That's all I had to say. I just want to make sure that you know that I'm here with you all the time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your love and your energy coming through.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes.
You know, on the practical side, that's the power of what you all are doing, Sandy, La, Debo. That's the power in it, because you're tapping into universal spirit, universal life, universal love, universal energy. The healing comes not only from you, through you, definitely as a source from the Creator, but it's the energy of the whole humanity, the whole earth, the whole universe. All of that is part of your healing, and you just get in the flow of that, and that's what puts all of your DNA, all of your cells, all of your molecules, all of the particles and the flow of the energy that's in you, put it all where it's supposed to be, and that's where the healing occurs. Mm. So by her chiming in like that, that just shows how universal this thing is.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, we've got one other, a new caller. It's 404-630. You want to give us your name and your contributions to the conversation, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. Greetings all. My name is Renee. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Renee.
You know I'm not normally up this late, but
I saw this.
And I know what you are. I know what you're about to do, and you also know what I'm going through. So I'm a little worn and frazzled, but I just wanted to congratulate you guys. I'm looking so forward to being able to participate, come and join you guys on this adventure. I can't express it to be anything else but an adventure and something that is so needed in our community. And I thank you guys.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm looking very, very forward to it. And just make sure you keep us posted so that we can be there on the grand opening. And I look forward to spreading the word.
So next week, actually, next Friday, the 7th, February the 7th, and February the 8th, there will be a community event, and I'm going to have La to give those times again and the information for that. So can you do that, La, please?
Sure. Yes, on Friday the 7th, there's the open house and community event inviting the community to come and experience the development of the spa. From 8 to 11 is the morning shift. The afternoon is 12 to 1. And then there's another one from evening shift from 12 to 8. And then there's Right. And then you'll be able to come and walk through on Saturday, basically all day Saturday, from 8 to 11. Mm-hmm. It's a morning shift, and then from 1 to 8 is activities going on. But there'll be activities and music and dancing and food both days, all day.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Beyond excited. Beyond excited.
And for
but ladies,
you,
I'm going to move away and do what I do best, rest.
Well, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I am excited. Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Ladies, do well.
Okay, thanks. So that address to the Ali Community Building is Ali at Lakewood, actually is the name on the building. It's 1800 Jonesboro Road, Southeast in Atlanta, 303. I think the zip is 15. I just wanted to give that address out again. And so we've got a new caller on 770-235. Would you give us your name and your contribution to the discussion, please?
Yes. My name is Hanifa Rashid. And,
hey, Hanifa.
Yes. It's just so incredible how all of this happened. I sent a friend request on Facebook to Sandy,
mm-hmm.
and she accepted, and I had something to offer her, and she had something to offer me, and it's just almost exactly, not almost, but one of the things that I certainly was searching for. And to hear about this community center is so, so very, very exciting. I had a situation where I was, the saunas and the massages was something I was doing. And then so, however, the situation changed and it wasn't available to me anymore. So, but not only to those two services, just the whole feeling and that I get from everybody that's spoken. It's the kind of way that persons who realize that wellness has to do with themselves and not the doctors and all the other avenues that are out there outside of looking to what God has put in the earth. We're from the earth, and what I heard tonight was just so, so stimulating to hear that we know that our practitioners, we can't pay them with beans or something like in other situations. They need money, but the love that has to be there, to hear that going on is very, very exciting. I wrote down March, and I have a question mark because I didn't get the actual grand opening date in March. Hello?
Yes, it's March 22nd is the schedule, is the projected date, but there is an event where you can go over Hanifa next Friday and Saturday if you would like to. Okay.
From 8 to 11 and then 12 to 1. And I didn't take down the evening time, but 8 to 11, right?
Right, in the morning, 8 to 11.
Yes,
on both
Friday
days,
is
yes. 8
to 11, then 1 to 4, then 6 to 9 on Friday, and then 8 to 11 on Saturday, and 1 to 8 on Saturday.
Yes, okay. Very good. Again, I was speaking to someone in Houston today, and they were describing how much they wanted, or we were talking about how much it would be good for her, being that she had some medical issues in Houston, and we described this type of situation, you know, wanting to come to someone that offered the real care and love above, you know, wanting to know how much it was going to be or how much it was going to cost, because it definitely takes that to happen in order to be helped. You know, the practitioner has to really
has the kind of energy that helps you to know that they know that you can get better and they can help you in that process.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, thank you. We look forward to seeing you over there, Hanifa.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I wrote down, I'm very sincere. In fact, I have to pass the word. I know others who think like me and believe that, you know, there's only one disease, you might say, and the way you address it, actually, you can use some of the, you know, use the same thing almost for each person, you know, the sun, the water, the grounding, you know, that those kinds of things. So I definitely have it down and very happy I got on the
We're glad that you joined in on tonight's conversation as well. Thank you, thank you. So our stay hanging there with us. Our next caller is area code 404-918. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the conversation?
Yeah. Sandy, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, hey, congratulations, La, Devo, Sandy, on this unique, innovative wellness opportunity that you bring into Atlanta. I know you guys have worked really hard on it, and I, you know, give kudos to you all, each of you, as being great healers for our community.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you, Jenny Trotter.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I put on my logistic head because I like the idea, and the questions that came to my head and are three. One about membership, sliding scale, do you need appointments, and other marketing ways to get the community to know about this fabulous venture that y'all are doing?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And a lot of those answers are part of that open house. But this group reportedly has a phenomenal marketing array of ways to get the information out. They definitely have a Facebook page and the Twitter and so on and so forth. But by the 7th and 8th, they will have it all lined up of how they're going to get the word out, explain to people what the process will be in regards to coming into the facility, how it's going to flow, the amenities that are available will all be laid out on the 7th and the 8th.
Okay, gotcha.
We do know that some of the services that you receive from the time you walk in the door, there is a salt room, meditation room, sauna, steam room, indoor-outdoor shower, as well as indoor shower. The ambiance is all about plants and greenery, much like E-Refresh that's already on Nelson Street and been there for 7 years. A real, real earthy, airy, serene type of energy and surroundings.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I look forward to being
here.
I just got a text
from Yolanda reminding me that E-Refresh on Nelson Street has been there since 11 years and not just 7. Thank you, Yolanda.
Okay. Excellent.
All right, let's
so
get
much.
These numbers right, y'all.
You know how to speak. You push the number one button, Yolanda, then she'll know that you want to speak.
For anyone, let me give you the number again. It's 516-531-9819. If you're already on the call, just push 1 either way. So we've got a – Jenny, did you have another comment or was that –
No, I'm good. Those are great answers, and I look forward to being there on the 7th. Thank you all again for all the great work y'all are doing.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Our next caller is 478. Wait a minute, you guys. 478-284. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the conversation? 478-284.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. I actually came in a little late, so I don't even know what you were saying. I'm sorry. But I heard that you guys were doing something in Atlanta, so I support you in spirit. You doing this thing in Atlanta sounds really nice. Sounds very pleasant, very natural. It should relax a lot of people. So I wish I could be there with you, but I send my spirit, send the Holy Spirit to you to protect everything.
Well, thank you.
And what's your
name?
Yes,
ma'am. Huh?
And you, who are you? What's your name?
My name's Keisha.
Keisha? Okay. Thank you, Keisha.
Oh, no problem. God bless you.
Oh, thanks. So, Debo, would you like to tell her what we're doing here in Atlanta?
Well, yeah, let me just, I want to back into that question by saying that this piece that we're doing is really working towards hitting the reset and a refresh button for all of us. And what that means for me is we've got to relearn some things or bring forth the things that we know that are hidden deep down within us.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's going to be so important with this, from my perspective, is going to be the classes that will be taught on site. And everybody, all of the practitioners, will have opportunities to teach classes. So this will be a great opportunity for the community to come forth so we can relearn, reset,
and bond together,
and refresh ourselves.
Yeah.
This is going to be really, really, really important. And even when we began to look at yesterday with the new moon, so this is really apropos. And when we look at the new year starting as well, supposedly, we've got to grab these opportunities and really get down to the brass tactics of how we keep ourselves healthy. And when we get our health, when we grab that back again, then not only does our physical health get better, our mental health gets better, our financial health gets better, everything gets better. And that's going to be crucial for us as a people. The other point that I want to share, you know, this is about healing our community, but we're wanting to assist all communities to be healed.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful.
We can't just limit ourselves to just one community.
Right.
And we all bring certain things to the table. And I think the other esoteric piece about all of this as well is that those of us who are doing this work have gotten closer to what our true purpose is for even coming to this setting, coming to this world. What is your purpose? I think about myself. I remember when I was growing up, and I come from a family of teachers, and I always said, I ain't going to never be no teacher. I don't want to be in no classroom. I ain't going to do it. And be dog-bited if that's turning out to be the thing that I'm doing, that Law's doing, that Sandy's doing, that William's doing. So all of us are teaching each other, really grounded in what our purpose is about. And many of us have strayed away from understanding what your purpose is. And part of that is linked into us working jobs, y'all. You know, because when I think about myself, you know, and I tell this story not often, but when I went off to school to Hampton, I wanted to be a psychologist. And my mom said, oh, no, you ain't going to spend my money on that. So I changed my major to being a nurse. And I just admitted to myself about 3 years ago that I really didn't like being a nurse. And I had to say, well, DeBron, what you really like being? And it went back to
teaching and instructing and lifestyle coaching. Now, I'm thankful for having that as a background, but even all of us who are on the phone right now, we're having to relook and rethink and refresh and reset ourselves over and over and over again because the plot thickens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So to me, this adventure is more than just being a practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
This is like helping others to see their own light while they're helping me to see my light. So it's a reciprocal kind of relationship. And when we can understand that, then we have a level of respect for one another.
Yes.
And that's the real big takeaway for me in being a part of this venture with La and Sandy. And I'm just so honored to even be in their presence. And, you know, we have a lot of fun, but then we work a lot. And then we eat a lot, too, when we sit down and do the work. And Sandy makes some slamming hummus, y'all.
Well, thank you, Nemo.
Some slamming hummus, I tell you. Yes,
thank
indeed.
You,
but we appreciate all the support, and we just want to have the community to be open and receptive, because as you get healthier, I get healthier.
Yes.
As I get healthier, you get healthier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Keisha, does that answer your question?
Yes, and I'm so sorry I happened to miss it. Now I really want to go. But I hope everybody have fun.
I hope you don't, and I hope you don't stop. I hope you do it every year, because I remember the Black Expo and the Women Empowerment when it first came out, and now it's blowing up. So I hope you just keep on going every year, you guys, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, you know. And everybody gets,
you know. This is going to be every day, Keisha.
Every day.
This is every day. Yes, ma'am. It's not just a one-time deal. No, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, we're doing this every day. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So let me just give you this. We got another caller waiting. If you go online to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rodgers, SandyRodgers, you can get a replay of this entire show, and you can hear all of the history and the reasons why we did and doing what we're doing.
Replay. Amateur.
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
Okay. So let's bring on our next caller. It's area code 678-698. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the conversation, please?
Yes, this is Yolanda Owens, and I am the owner of
Yolanda.
Hey, y'all. I am just so excited, Sandy, for you putting this on your platform. I love your show, and I love
that
you have a platform that just spreads love and spread light for everybody. So thank you so much for that, and I'm so excited to have you and La and the rest of your team to be a part of this elevation. You know, it's an elevation of health and wealth. It's generational wealth. We're creating generational health for the community. We're calling it a social wellness. And social wellness means that it means group. It means a collective. So here we are collectively together building and spreading and educating wellness for all of us, like one of the callers said, not just for the community, but for us as the modalities, as the teachers, as the instructors, as the experts. We're spreading wealth and health for us as well. And that's what this space is all about. It's about the community on a whole, on every level. And I'm so excited to bring this level of wellness to the south side of Atlanta, you know?
Yeah.
And I do have to say that you know, it's done intentionally. It's a movement. It's something that has been ordained by the higher power, for sure. It's all in divine order. The space is owned by, I'm sure y'all talked about it, a black mother, a father and son.
Yes.
They own the building. They're the dirt owners of this space, okay? They're the developers of this space. So it's developed. They are developing the community. It's not just this building, but they're developing other properties and units. They own stuff in that space. So I don't know if anybody knows about Serenby, but I see this as a black Serenby, as a place that's all natural. You know, everything is farm to skin, farm to table, you know, just all natural. And this is where it's happening. We're building something. We're building an empire. And this
mm-hmm.
is where it's starting right here. And so
mm-hmm.
everybody who's a part of this, everybody who supports us is a part of this. Everybody
yes.
who's involved is a part of this. So that is the community. That is the community of what this is all about. And I'm so excited. This is like, because it's big. It's bigger than what
yes.
we can all even imagine. And
yes.
we're going to be helping the youth in this community. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I just want to say thank you to everybody who believes in our dream, who's supporting the dream, who's involved in the dream. Sandy, for putting this on, this platform. Just thank you. And I'm so grateful, very grateful. So thank you all, and I love y'all.
Oh, we love you. And so Yolanda Owens, the lady that was just speaking, for those of you that do not know, she was actually a guest with us a couple of months ago, I believe it was. But
mm-hmm.
so she's the founder and the creator of Iwi Fresh Farm. And La told you earlier that Iwi, IWI, stands for it is what it is. And so when she says it's from farm to the skin, each one of her products is made from a food item. I mean, a really food item, from the ground to the space. So there's no chemicals and there's no toxins in what the products that she used. And so, Yolanda, we're so proud of you and the vision and the encouragement that you give us, like, you know, being able to stand up in who we are to be able to do this work, because we can do it on a small scale, or we can stand up and do it on a grand scale. And with your
Absolutely.
Guidance and with your vision, then we're able to stand tall like our ancestors taught us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I do want to acknowledge my business partner, Yolanda Neal. So it's two Yolandas. Yay.
Yes,
and so, and Yolanda has put in so much work, and she has the vision and the experience, and I'm so grateful for Yolanda Neal on really being a part of this vision as well, because she really has really put a lot of work to make this happen. So I
mm-hmm.
do want to give a shout out to Yolanda Neal and her love and her
Woo-hoo.
Support and her passion for this as well. So yeah,
yes.
thank y'all.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And
we appreciate
Yolanda.
You being a part of this.
So Yolanda, would you tell the audience a little more about the events you're having on the 7th and the 8th, please?
Yes. Yeah, so the event on the 7th and the 8th is a membership fundraiser. Okay. So it's a fundraiser drive, but it's through memberships. So we're going to be selling three levels of membership. It's your basic, your middle, and your high. It's $99, $299, and like $499. And when you come out on the 7th and the 8th, we will share that with you. We are going to put a link out there for people who cannot come and still want to purchase a membership. So we're getting ready to put a link out. So you can follow us at www.iwifresh.com. That's IWIFresh.com. And you can get the membership breakdowns. But the fundraiser is going to be an opportunity to come in. We're still doing the build-out. So the place is not built out yet, but you get a chance to come in. We're going to give you a tour. We're going to break everything down. You're going to get a chance to see the subleasers. You'll know about all the different services and products that we're going to do, the hours. You'll know kind of like the history behind it. And then you get to buy a membership, and the memberships will be discounted on these 2 days. So we'll have some vendors, we'll have some food, we'll have a little bit of entertainment. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun event. And that's Saturday. That's all day Friday, starting at 8 o'clock, and Saturday. But if you go out to our website, you can see all the information about it if you need to. But it's all day Friday and Saturday. So come out and support.
And yes, Yolanda, give the website address again, please.
So the address is 8. Thank you, La. I just love La. The address is 1800 Jonesboro Road, and that's Atlanta, Georgia, and it's 30315. 30315. And it's not in Jonesboro, Georgia. It's just on Jonesboro Road. It's considered Lakewood, over close to Lakewood Amphitheater if you're here in Atlanta.
It's called Lakewood Heights Community.
Yeah, and when you Google it, it'll take you right there. If you MapQuest it, it'll take you right there.
Make sure you put southeast behind Jonesboro Road.
Yes, southeast behind Jonesboro Road. Yep.
Yep, yep.
All right, well, I hope to see everybody on the call that's here in Atlanta, and pass the word, spread it, tell your friends, and come out and support, and just be prepared to have a great time.
For us,
thank
by
you so
us.
Much.
For us, by us, with us.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Awesome, awesome. Ooh, what a spirit. You guys can feel the energy, I know, so look. Oh, this thing is real. This is real. So we got just about 10 days before the open house and community event next Friday, the 7th. It's a week from this Friday, Friday and Saturday, starting at 8 a.m., 1800 Jonesboro Road Southeast at Ali at Lakewood. That's the name of the building. With the owner, Yusuf Ali. You just heard from Yolanda Owens, the creator and mastermind behind Iwi Fresh, IWI. It is what it is, Fresh Farm Oasis. And we're just...
And we want to thank Yolanda Neils. Yolanda Neils has been a phenomenal support. Liberating, and our weekly calls have been so helpful in her providing guidance from that corporate stance and background that she has. This is huge. This is a big on-taking on all levels, and Yolanda Neils has been, she's been there for us. So we are really, really thankful, and we know that we have been brought to a team that care. And so everyone that's part of it is in support of each other. So Reiki Vibrations will have a table of information at the open house on Friday and Saturday, 7 and 8. So please do come by and pick up one of our brochures so you can get a clearer understanding of what we're offering the community as being part of this wonderful new institution.
Love it. Nurse Rouser?
Yes, ma'am. How may we help you today?
you have some additional words you'd like to leave with the audience? We're actually down to like 5 minutes in the show.
Oh.
The time goes by so quickly, I know, right? So we just want to say what messages we would like to leave with the audience.
Well, you know, I'm glad that we have an opportunity to be on the show, Sandy, to share with the community what we bring to the table. And the thing that I'd like to say for the three of us, for this trifecta piece here, is that we've been doing this work a long time. And we honor what it is that we do. And we know that we're vessels for the Most High. And we're just here to serve and to do our work. And we welcome your reaching out to us and to the facility at large. And we'll bring it forth.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I'd like to close out with thanking my parents that I chose to come through and their energy and their spirit that's resonating for me. I also want to thank two very wise women that have been tremendous support systems, Mama HB and Sister Santua, and their wisdom, their guidance, but most important, their support. And they kept saying, you can do this, keep moving. You know those that you can't see got your back. So I want to thank them and my parents for their support all these years and moving forward as they continue to support us in the success of serving community for another 30 years or more.
300.
Wow.
Yes. 300. Whew, that was so powerful. And like you and like Debo and everyone else that is a part of this energy tonight, just a heartfelt appreciation to the ancestors, because we know it's the ancestors that are pushing us to do this. It's not about what we thought or, you know, some idea that has come, but it's much greater than us. And so I'm thankful to be cooperative and to know that even though sometimes it may scare the bejesus out of us, we've not stopped because we understand the importance of what it is that we do in order to be that leader in saying, there's another way, people. There's another way, brother. There's another way, sister. There's another way for us to live in such a higher state of consciousness through this world we call wellness. And so I'm honored to be a part with the world, with the community, with the creators of this vision that is going to impact and affect so many people, not just in the state of Georgia, but around the world. As La said, we're near to the airport, and this will certainly be a stop that people will make as they journey to the city. So I'm humbled. I'm humbled by the whole process. And so, again,
wow.
We're going to give that information. The community open house for Iwi Fresh Farm Oasis is next Friday and Saturday, February the 7th and the 8th, beginning at 8 a.m. The building, which is owned and operated by Yusuf Ali and his son, is called Ali at Lakewood. The address there is 1800 Jonesboro Road, Southeast. That's Atlanta, 30315. For membership to the Oasis, you can go to iwifresh.com, and get the information from there. Yolanda did tell us that there will be special rates next weekend, so make sure you take advantage of that. And our website is
Reiki Vibrations 18 at gmail.com. That's the email. And the website is www.ReikiVibrations.com.
And Reiki is spelled
R-E-I-K-I-V-I-B-R-A-T-I-O-N-S. www.thecreatorsmile.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
And with that, we're out of time, and it has just been such a tremendous blessing to bring this news, this information to you, and for you to be enlightened as to what's going on right here in Atlanta. And this is just the beginning, you guys. It's just the beginning. So thank you one and all for being with us. We appreciate you, and Life, Love, and Wellness will be back next Tuesday, same time. We love you. We appreciate you, and thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Sam. Bye. Bye.